the genesis for this focus on downtown for a little bit came from a South Tulsa restaurateur who told me, you know, it's the downtown restaurants that are really hurting because they're the ones that don't have a lunch crowd now because everybody's working from home. And at night, if people are getting curbside or takeout from a restaurant, chances are it's going to be where they live, and chances are that's not downtown. And that got me wondering about the whole downtown renaissance. So we're going to talk with some thought leaders in downtown Tulsa over the next hour and see where they think things stand. And the first is the CEO of the Tulsa PAC, Mark Fry. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. Rick was telling me that it's a very dynamic situation in that you have shows off in the future on the calendar that every day as you come in, you got to look ahead and say, all right, is it time to postpone or cancel that show? Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, we live and die by our calendar, and each day that we're closed, it just bumps into other things. We schedule almost 5 years out, and so it's a dynamic situation for us since we have no definitive date when we know we can go back to work.
And, of course, we associate the PAC with the big acts, the celebrity attractions, musicals, and some of the stars that come there, but you have community programs and other things going on almost 7 days a week, most weeks, right?
Yeah, we do 500 plus events a year. We have four different spaces, everything from a black box theater to a 200 seat theater, a 400 seater, and the big Chapman Hall. So there's always something going on, and it's impacting our local groups incredibly right now that they can't do their shows.
How far out have you canceled or postponed things now?
Well, right now, you know, the opera and the ballet have officially canceled the rest of their seasons. And so really, we don't have anything on the books until June. But I'm not very positive that June will happen either. I wake up every day just truly not knowing what's next.
Let me ask you about downtown overall. Do you get a feeling that this could really damage the progress that has been made downtown?
I certainly think it's going to be a setback that's going to take a little bit of time to overcome. And, you know, I think it's going to take people feeling good about getting back out in public again and trusting that they'll be safe. And, you know, I know that all of the downtown restaurants and other attractions and local event halls like the PAC, we're going to do everything we can to make sure people are safe. But at the end of the day, it's going to be up to the individual to come back downtown. And we're just hopeful that they'll do that when it's safe to do so.
I don't know anyone who's seen more shows at the Tulsa PAC than Rick Corey.
Oh, he is a fixture.
Well, I think there's some folks out there, but I do enjoy going. Mark, a couple of things. Number one, are you able to keep your staff? I mean, I know it's you guys are a Tulsa business and you're a city thing, and I know there are certain positions that are going to stay that way, they're going to stay funded. But then secondly, have you put a number yet to the dollars that are missed so far in what you've not been able to do?
Well, the one thing, you know, in July, we separated from the city. None of us are city employees anymore. We're a private nonprofit company that, much like the zoo management agreement and Gil Crease. And so this hurts us. You know, we've applied for the payroll protection plan, just like all the other small businesses, and are still waiting to hear. But, you know, this is going to cost us in the long run millions of dollars by the time this is over.
And a lot of your acts are touring companies. So even
right.
If they're scheduled to perform at the Tulsa PAC past the 1st of June and may still be on your calendar, you don't know how their tour is going to resume and whether they'll just change all the dates post the resumption of their tour.
Yeah, it's a domino effect. Like if Tulsa gets back to large group gatherings before the state of Texas or the state of Missouri, then it's going to be difficult for a lot of these touring shows to make their routes across the country. And then, you know, even though we might be open for business, the shows may not be ready to come back.
You guys been doing anything online for the community?
Yeah, we do a PAC at home, which we've worked with our local artists and every Monday we post a concert from home of some of our great local, talented folks, and that's gone really well. And I know the ballet has streamed one of their ballets. So, you know, we're trying to do everything we can to bring a little bit of entertainment to people's lives.
We appreciate that. And thank you so much for joining us, Mark. We appreciate it.
You bet. You guys stay safe.